Let's go to Hong Kong, where pro-democracy lawmakers resigned today after four of their colleagues were kicked out of the legislature, the latest move in China's effort to clamp down on the independent movement in Hong Kong. You might remember the huge protests after Beijing proposed a new national security law for Hong Kong. It criminalized secession, subversion, and collusion with foreign forces. The law went into effect in June, and in response, the U.S. leveled sanctions on several officials, including Hong Kong's pro-Beijing leader. Several Western countries suspended their extradition treaties with the territory. China rejects all of the criticism, labeling it foreign interference. And the background for all of this is that Hong Kong is a former British colony, returned to China in 1997 under what's called the One Country, Two Systems principle, which allowed more rights and freedoms in Hong Kong than allowed in the Chinese mainland. But those rights and freedoms seem very much in jeopardy today. NPR's Emily Fang is following this story from Beijing. Emily, tell us more about Hong Kong this morning. Four lawmakers kicked out, the rest resigning?
Yes. So what happened was China's legislature met for a scheduled lawmaking session, and they passed a resolution Wednesday morning, Beijing time, saying that any lawmaker in Hong Kong who threatened China's sovereignty over the region, advocated for Hong Kong independence, or in some way, shape, or form threatened national security, could be ousted by Beijing. And this decision did not have to go through Hong Kong courts. And the resolution that was passed by Beijing's legislature specifically pointed out these four Hong Kong lawmakers who had already been banned from running for re-election as contravening this resolution, and that they should be immediately unseated from Hong Kong's Legislative Council. So they were basically specifically named in the resolution. What's astonishing about this resolution, even though people saw it coming from a mile away, is that Hong Kong's legislature now effectively has no opposition. All the other pro-democracy opposition lawmakers have quit in protest to these four lawmakers being unseated. And so for the first time in history, you have a Hong Kong LegCo, Hong Kong Legislative Council, that is full of all pro-Beijing lawmakers.
We're seeing incredible pictures here, Emily, of all of these dissenting lawmakers joining hands, masked, fully masked against the, COVID-19, but standing together strong in their dissent and their departure. But they also seem to me to look a little bit shaky. What is the mood there after this?
I think people are in shock. Again, we knew that this resolution was coming. We knew that China's legislature was meeting this week. At the same time, now that it's happened, it's hard to imagine a Hong Kong in which the chaotic, often divisive conversations that would happen within Hong Kong's legislative chamber are no longer going to happen again, because there is no opposition lawmaking bloc in the Legislative Council. These lawmakers are taking a risk by resigning in protest. At the same time, this resolution gives Beijing effective veto power, in which lawmakers were allowed to stand on the legislature. So at some point, they saw the writing on the wall and knew that at some point they would probably be kicked out by Beijing anyways. And they're making quite a strong statement today by resigning.
And what about outside the legislature? Does this leave the pro-democracy movement, is it over?
Unfortunately, the pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong itself was over as soon as the national security law was passed this June. The national security law, which you mentioned in your introduction, outlawed basically all forms of meaningful dissent. That being said, a lot of Hong Kong diaspora and activists who are seeking refuge or have already gone into voluntary exile in Europe and the U.S., they're keeping their activism alive and they've started organizations there. So expect to see a lot of Hong Kong issues in the news, but much of that protest is not going to happen in Hong Kong anymore.
NPR's Emily Fang, watching Hong Kong from Beijing. Emily, thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.